This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Root is in the house. Roots. Let's go to war. Wayne Allyn Root is here, USA Radio Network. Another big day in Trump land. It doesn't get more exciting than this. By the way, before I start with all the important festivities of the day and all the biggest news of the day, I put in order. I just want to start with something that probably by the scale of the Kavanaugh hearings, Brett Kavanaugh in Washington, D.C., by the scale of this new anonymous New York Times op-ed from anonymous White House staffer, with more news about Colin Kaepernick and Nike, with a former United States congressman, Republican, saying the deep state is real, and with Sarah Carter reporting President Trump expected to declassify Russian documents by the end of the week, and the big news about the crazy communist who beat a 20-year Democratic incumbent in Massachusetts in the Boston area last night, which is bad news for the Democratic Party. But before we get to all that, I just want to mention that it was the government that said the air was safe after 9/11. It was the government who said a week after the World Trade Center's collapsed that it's safe to work there. You are safe. Now, thousands of people are dead or dying of cancer from what they inhaled at that site. And I just thought it's important to lead off the show today to report again. I give speeches all over the world, and at every one of them I say government is bad, government is evil, government is stupid, government is corrupt, government is a bunch of morons who couldn't last a week in the private sector. And I was right again. I was right again. As Americans prepare for the 17th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, nearly 10,000 first responders and New York City residents have reported 9/11 related cancers. You know, that event only killed 3,000 poor souls. That was so staggering at the time. 3,000 dead. It still boggles my mind. You can't get your head around it. But it was only 3,000. Another 10,000 are sick or dying from what happened. So really, it didn't kill 13. It killed as many as 13,000. Not 3,000. As many as 13. New York Post has reported on a new release numbers reporting 9/11 fatal 9/11 related illnesses, including 9,795 total cases of 9/11 related cancers. More than 400 documented deaths from 9/11 related cancers, and almost all of them are policemen and firemen. The plight of the men and women who rushed into Ground Zero on September 11th, 2001, has been forgotten by the public. 17 years after the attacks, the first responders are still fighting for their lives. On Thursday, the Los Angeles Times reported 15 FBI agents have died from cancers linked to exposure to various toxins during the investigation and cleanup of the wreckage. The Times notes three FBI agents have died since March. In addition, News 12 in Westchester County, New York, reports Kathleen O'Connor, a 20-year veteran with the Neuchâtel Police Department, right where I grew up, Neuchâtel, New York, recently died from a 9/11-related illness. Retired New York PD Detective Chuck McLiberty lives with a crushed hand and skin allergies due to his role as a first responder. He spent nearly every day for 6 months working 12-hour shifts, often without breathing protection. All you could see for miles and miles, he said, was big plumes of black billowing smoke. All you could see was stuff falling down out of the air. The air was so thick, it's like you could wave your hand like being in a snowstorm. The New York Daily News recently announced the death of retired firefighter Michael McDonald, who died from lung and brain cancer from 9/11 cleanup efforts. With his death, he becomes the 181st member of the New York Fire Department to die from 9/11-related illnesses. Do you understand? This is more than half of the 343 fire department members killed in the collapse of the Twin Towers. So half again have died. Wow. An NYPD spokesman told the Daily News 185 city cops have died of illnesses connected to their time as first responders. Wow, people are just dying left and right. And at the time, the Environmental Protection Agency's administrator, Christine Todd Whitman, released a statement declaring the air and water surrounding Ground Zero to be safe to breathe and drink. Here was the exact quote. Given the scope of the tragedy from last week, so this was a week later, around 9/18/2001, I am glad to reassure the people of New York and Washington, D.C. that their air is safe to breathe and their water is safe to drink. And all these people have died since then. All these heroes are dead because government said it was okay, nothing to worry about. Do you understand that's why you cannot trust government? Government is filled with frauds, D.C. swamp rats and creatures, deep state scum. This entire country is under attack. Donald Trump is under attack. Now a New York Times op-ed from an anonymous senior Trump administration official claiming to be a saboteur inside the White House. Throw him in jail for life. Throw every member of the New York Times in jail for as long as you have to till they tell you who this guy is or this gal is. A resistor working as a senior staffer for the Trump administration. New York Times today published an op-ed from an anonymous senior Trump administration official bragging about being a saboteur inside the White House. The New York Times prefaced the op-ed by labeling the author as a senior official in the Trump administration. There are hundreds of people in the Trump administration who fit the senior term, so this person may not be as close to the president as the media would like people to think. The New York Times may have given the gender of the author away when they tweeted a senior Trump administration official says he and others are working to frustrate the president's misguided impulses. We believe publishing this essay anonymously is the only way to deliver an important perspective to our readers. Can you imagine if I had done this? If I had done this to Barack Obama? What they would say? They would hang me. They would give me the electric chair. They would stick a needle in my arm and watch me writhe and die in pain. What they are doing to President Trump is unprecedented in the history of the world, not the United States, in the history of the world. An entire swamp of bureaucrats try to take down the President of the United States because he wants to upset their apple cart and kill their gravy train. They want to fire him or assassinate him or impeach him or imprison him or defeat him before he can fire them. The op-ed begins with the author admitting people within the Trump administration are working diligently from within to frustrate part of Trump's agenda. I've said all along that the difference between a rhino Republican and a Democrat in some cases is nothing. Do you believe that Jeff Flake is any different than a Democrat at this point? That's the U.S. Senator from Arizona that wrote the actual book, The Conscience of a Conservative, tried to convince us he's Barry Goldwater. He hates Trump with a passion. He would, if he had a knife and he got near Trump, you don't think Jeff Flake would do something? I think he'd be tempted. There's something sick and mentally ill about these people. There's something sick that Obama was invited to McCain's funeral and Trump wasn't. It's sick. Obama was a socialist, Marxist, communist, Muslim sympathizer who hated Israel and tried to help the entire Muslim world, our enemies. Not the whole Muslim world, our enemies, don't misquote me. The enemies we have in the Muslim world, the radical factions. Trump is out there protecting our children. He's out there saving the economy. He's cutting our taxes so we have more money. He's cutting regulations so we have more jobs. He's created the most incredible economic turnaround since Reagan. He's trying to seal the border. The amount of things he's done good are unbelievable and unlistable in this show because it would take me 8 shows in a row to just read the list. And he wasn't invited to McCain's funeral, but Obama, who wrecked the economy on purpose, was invited. By the way, I've always said there's only 2 answers. I believe Obama was a rat and a traitor inside our White House trying to take down our country and capitalism and everything I hold dear. But you could believe he's an incompetent moron because only a moron or a traitor could accomplish what Obama accomplished. So I've always left it open. I don't know what's in a man's mind. I can't read lips and I can't read minds. So I don't know if Obama was a traitor. I believe he was a traitor. I believe he was out to destroy capitalism and this country and everything makes this country great. But if I'm wrong, then he's a moron because no one by mistake could do what Obama accomplished to the economy without being a moron, an incompetent moron. So you decide. If you're a liberal and you don't like Wayne Root saying Obama's a traitor, then you're going to have to admit he's a moron. Because no one but a moron or a traitor could have accomplished what Obama did. But John McCain liked him better than Trump. It just goes to show you what John McCain was. Whether he's a hero or not in the Vietnam War, he was a loser at the end of his life who hated Trump more than he loved America. And far more than he loved his own voters. I don't call a man a hero who gets elected to do one thing and then does the other just to show up a guy he hates. That's a traitor, not necessarily to America, because you could have a right to disagree on Obamacare, but that's a traitor to your voters. You promised your voters, elect me and I will kill Obamacare. And I'll bet he gave great speeches and got standing ovations for it and smiled. I'm going to kill Obamacare. And then he got elected and he saved Obamacare because he hated Trump that much. Well, that's someone who hates his own voters. That's someone who's elitist, that thinks his own voters are pieces of garbage. Wow. That the New York Times would allow this is just amazing. So, from now on, we're going to print stories by traitors to the United States of America. Traitors to the American people, traitors to the American government. This guy trashes Trump accomplishments and leadership style. There have been successes, he says, but they've come despite, not because of the president's leadership style, which is impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective. And what would a hit piece on Trump be without mentioning Russia? Of course, this anonymous official brought up Russia. Wow. Then denies the deep state exists. On Russia, for instance, the president was reluctant to expel so many Mr. Putin spies as punishment for the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. He complained for weeks about senior staff members letting him get boxed into further confrontation with Russia, and he expressed frustration that the United States continued to impose sanctions on the country. So where was the official that said that Obama was too close to Muslim nations and did favors for Iran? What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. All right, trying to get a drink and catch up my breath after the open. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network and my flagship station, KBET in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior, 24-7, 365. The man's done such a great job for America, and the communists are trying to destroy him. I've never seen anything like it. I'm an SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist, evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America. American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and the GOP. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, Nevada, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. And by the way, I've teamed up with U.S. Gold Bureau, the professionals there, to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes six different pure silver coins from major mints around the world. It includes the first ever silver Krugerrand and a silver American Eagle fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins, investment quality, and make the perfect start or addition to your portfolio. Get all six coins for only $99. This portfolio previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now just for my audience for $99. And that includes free shipping and 100% free delivery insurance. Call right now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Thank you for sponsoring this show. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us anytime toll-free at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Root for America is my website. At Wayne, at Real Wayne Root is my Twitter handle, at Real Wayne Root. And you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I knew this Kaepernick thing would blow up in the face of Nike, and I'm telling you, it's going to destroy their company. It's going to absolutely destroy their company. The Fraternal Order of Police released a statement slamming Nike for propping up cop hater Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick started a national uproar after kneeling during the national anthem as a commentary against police abuse. Kaepernick took it a step further when he wore cops as pig socks at his football practice. On Monday, Nike announced they were hiring Colin Kaepernick for their 30th anniversary advertising campaign. On Tuesday, the Fraternal Order of Police released a statement on Nike's hire. If Nike chooses to create an ad campaign featuring a former quarterback who describes cops as pigs and makes large donations to the family of a convicted cop killer and wanted fugitive Joanne Chesimard, who murdered New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster in cold blood in 1973, they are free to do so. Since 2016, 381 officers have been killed in the line of duty. They believed in something and sacrificed everything, as did the families they left behind. All the men and women in law enforcement believe in something and are prepared to sacrifice everything. Ultimately, this ad campaign will end, and our nation will no longer associate sacrifice and sneakers. Instead, we'll once again associate sacrifice with our fellow Americans and our military and police who stand in harm's way to protect the rest of us and our right to express ourselves. Powerful statement, man. Powerful statement. I like it. Judicial Watch says new FBI records reveal Peter Schrock authored the initial draft of the Comey letter to Congress about the Wiener laptop. Do you understand? The fix was freaking in. This was the most massive criminal conspiracy in the history of America and in the history of world politics. The fix was in. They tried to frame Trump and they tried to let Hillary, a criminal, go. Judicial Watch is doing the right job. They're the only ones in America getting it right. They announced they received new FBI records which reveal former FBI agent Peter Strzok authorized the initial draft of the letter James Comey sent to Congress notifying lawmakers Hillary's emails were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop. Another email discovered by Judicial Watch revealed the FBI had not completed their review of Hillary Clinton's emails by the time Comey sent the second letter to Congress a few days later, shutting down the investigation. Do you understand? He never looked at the emails. Hundreds of thousands of emails were found on Wiener's laptop, 700,000 to be exact, yet the FBI closed the investigation after a few days, saying they magically read through all of them. He told Congress, Comey, the FBI examined all 700,000 emails. It turns out the FBI examined 3,000 out of 700,000, and they were hand-picked by Peter Strzok. Handpicked. You're talking about criminals of the highest order here. But I want to get back to this New York Times publishing an op-ed from an anonymous senior Trump official claiming to be a saboteur inside the White House. Where were the officials sabotaging the Obama White House? Where were the people leaking what Obama said to world leaders in the Obama White House? Where were the resistors in the Obama White House? Where were the people resisting against the Supreme Court nominees of Obama?
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. So pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
War now.
USA Radio News. Today on Capitol Hill, Facebook and Twitter executives defended their companies. Senator Mark Warner had a strong message for the social media giants.
The size and reach of your platforms demand that we as policymakers do our job to ensure proper oversight, transparency, and protection for American users and our democratic institutions. The era of the Wild West in social media is coming to an end.
Day two of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's hearings are continuing. Just like yesterday, there was your fair share of distractions. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
crazy never takes a vacation up here. It was all prepackaged. It was pre-planned. It was orchestrated, kind of like a meatloaf lean cuisine. You know, you just pop it in the microwave and here it comes. I mean, it was a circus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before I get to our wonderful esteemed guest and I tell you who the sponsor of this segment, I just want to read you from one quick paragraph from an article online at Natural News, which even though it's an organic and healthy food and healthy eating and healthy living and vitamin website, It's actually one of the most conservative websites in the United States of America. And it says, absurdly, the Nike campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick claims people should pursue their dreams even if it means sacrificing everything. Yet Kaepernick has made no such sacrifice and has lost nothing. He's another NFL multi-zillionaire, social justice crybaby, who has mastered the art of victimhood rather than mastering the art of being a competent professional football player. Nike's endorsement of Kaepernick is beyond disgusting. It's anti-American. It's anti-cop. Nike just took sides in the culture war, and it sided against the men and women in blue who helped prevent America's streets from breaking down into lawless violence. And may I also point out that every white cop I've ever met in my life, and every black cop for that matter, their job is mostly to go into violent inner city low income neighborhoods, which are mostly black or black and Hispanic, and protect the people. For every black person they claim is killed by a cop, there are millions being protected and their children protected by white cops. They go in every day to protect the lives of black people. They don't need to protect the lives of white people in rich suburbs. There's no crime in rich suburbs. It's in inner cities where all the crime is, and that's what cops do. They protect your lives. White cops lay it on the line to protect black lives. Black lives do matter to white cops. That's what's so absurd about all this. All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is so unaffordable in this country. It's such a disaster, and it covers almost nothing, even if you have it. But there is a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. They believe, Liberty does, that our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Don't be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties, no nothing. You're free to do it right now, this second. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I joined. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. Wayne Allen Root's a member. My kids are members. I put their health in Liberty's hands. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. How many of you could use an extra $36,000? I know it helped me a lot, immensely. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. 855-58-LIBERTY is the way to reach them and start taking control of your health care now. And speaking of just in the nick of time, we've got the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, Dale Bellis, here to share with us some thoughts on some major issues in America today involving health care. So without further ado, welcome to Dale Bellis. Hey, Dale.
Wayne, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Great to have you back. He's the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. You can find him at libertyhealthshare.org. And here's the deal. The CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which always, when Obama was president, made estimates on everything and always underplayed everything. Whatever, you know, whatever it is that Obama wanted to do, they made sure the cost looked reasonable. These guys are such frauds. Now they've come out, and they won't estimate the cost of Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill. So what do you think that's about, Dale?
It's all about politics and messaging of those kinds of radical proposals because they've graciously declined to score the costs of this proposal because there's not an active bill or an active legislative proposal in Congress. But any serious legislative action, as you've just pointed out, that has ever been even discussed or talked about, they're willing to go through a scoring process. In this case, they won't because in the reality, it's just outrageously expensive.
Well, I mean, the thing that's, you know, to me very clear is they can't do it or won't do it because they'd shock us if they did it and they could not, the Democratic Party couldn't pass it. And they, you know, everybody would open a conversation by saying, oh my God, $33 billion, that would bankrupt the whole country. The whole budget's only $4 trillion. $32 trillion or $33 trillion when the budget's $4 trillion. They're scared to tell us the number. Reminds me of that, you know, what was that famous movie where Jack Nicholson confronted Tom Cruise? You don't want the truth. You can't take the truth. That's what this is, right? We can't take the truth. It would scare the hell out of us.
Socialized medicine would, in fact, be exorbitantly expensive. The Mercatus Institute, as you referenced, has scored it in their study out of George Mason University of $32 to $33 trillion over 10 years. They would literally need to double the tax burden to even come close to addressing that cost, which in my estimation is the low end of what it would actually entail. And it's just beyond the capability to pay for it from the American taxpayers. The state of Vermont, Wayne, toyed with this idea of doing it on a state level. They abandoned their efforts when they saw the price tag, even, you know, from Bernie Sanders' home state. They just said, this isn't even possible.
And don't forget that California toyed with it and decided not to do it because it was, I think if I remember correctly, the price tag was $200 billion or $400 billion. I can't remember which one. But whichever one it was twice as big as the entire budget of the state of California. It's insanity. It just, the math doesn't add up. No matter who's scoring it, who's budgeting it, it doesn't add up. The CDC says uninsured rates hold steady after 1 year of Trump. So Trump has been around for a year. He gutted gutted Obamacare, killed the mandate, and liberals screamed that that would increase rates a lot. And instead, uninsured rates, or I should say the rates of uninsured Americans, held steady after 1 year of Trump, correct?
It just goes to show that the extreme rhetoric, the panic that has attempted to be engaged because of these changes with Obamacare just has not transpired. A few factors there, interestingly. Well, one, 55% of all Americans, number one, receive their health care from their employer. An additional 35% are engaged in some form of government health care. So there's a very small percentage of the American population that's within the private sector. So all of the predictions of disaster has just simply not transpired.
All right. And an appeals court upholds a ruling barring Alabama from prohibiting second trimester abortions. What do you make of that one?
Well, it is indicative that we live in a world where the elite and the system is absolutely contrary and hostile to attitude or to values regarding life. And those of us who value life and stand against this culture of death just have to increase our efforts, our voice, our presence in the marketplace. Here's a judicial system who looks at a law preventing the dismemberment of a developing fetus as being somehow against our constitutional rights, and it's just another reason why we must be fully engaged.
All right, and one more healthcare observation on a big issue. The majority of people in the latest poll want to keep, not Obamacare, so don't mistake what I'm saying. It's not they want to keep Obamacare. They want to keep Obamacare's protection for pre-existing conditions. I can understand that one. I always argued, I'm Mr. Conservative, and I hate Obamacare, and I believe in the free market, but I always argued the one thing you should do is tinker around and give people the right to keep their kids on their program till they're 25 and allow people to somehow stay on with pre-existing conditions. I always said that. If it could be done, those are the two things that should be done, but you don't need to change the whole healthcare system to do that. So I completely understand why people want pre-existing conditions to be included. What say you?
The calculation is about 4% of the American population really are those that deal with high-dollar pre-existing conditions. It can be dealt with in a very practical way on a state-by-state basis, you know, having high-risk pools provided for by tax dollars, contributions by insurers, et cetera, to address those who are truly in need. There's never been an intention by any conservative spokesman to abandon people who are in need. That's not the issue. It's just that on the basis of the free market, I want to be evaluated on the basis of my health. And simply permit individual purchasers of health insurance to be rated on their individual experience, but at the same time, provide practically for those who truly are in need. there needs to be a safety net, and there's an easy way to do it.
All right, and Liberty HealthShare, by the way, in and of itself is like a safety net because you keep government out of the medical costs. Tell everybody in closing here what Liberty HealthShare actually does.
We are sharing, and literally, Wayne, our dollars go to another person every month to assist with their costs. We are sharing $30 million of medical bills monthly and doing it effectively and efficiently because it's the consumer, the individual at the counter, who's truly in charge.
All right. Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare, executive director of our good friends who sponsored this show on radio for, I guess, about 2 years now. Wow. We've been with you a long time, and you've been with me a long time. So thank you, Dale Bellis, and congratulations for the long-time partnership with Wayne Root and the War Now Show. Thank you, Dale.
It's our high honor. Thank you, Wayne, for all you do. God bless.
All right. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. My whole family's a member. If I trust my kids, you have my highest rating for Wayne Root. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, or go to libertyhealthshare.org. When we get back, we've got a compromise for the NFL players and the national anthem and the Colin Kaepernicks of the world. And for one of my listeners, wait till you hear the compromise. It's good. I'm going to get this to the press. It is good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for My Patriot Supply, the sponsor of this segment of the show, MyPatriotSupply.com. Emergency strike. In recent weeks, we've seen a couple of hurricanes and flooding, numerous wildfires, disasters for many. Widespread disasters can strike, too. Earthquakes, solar flares, cyber attacks can knock out electric power for millions of people for weeks, maybe months. When there's no power, refrigeration fails, stores close, then what? You need a plan to make sure there's food in your home stocked away for an emergency. I use My Patriot Supply for my food storage, and you should, too. Each person in your household should have at least a two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. This week, they're offering a special price of only $75 for a food kit that contains 92 servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call 888-524-6540 or go to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or go to preparewithwayne.com. $75 for a food kit that contains 92 servings of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The food lasts up to 25 years in storage, only $75. That includes a rugged tote. Enter now, order now at 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com, 888-524-6540. Thank you, My Patriot Supply. And by the way, there are people who believe that the Kavanaugh protesters in Washington are getting paid cash, and they have photos and videos proving they're being paid to demonstrate. This is George Soros. And if you had $60 billion, don't you think you could take a few million of it? Or tens of millions? Or even a few hundred million? It'd be meaningless to you. You're going to die soon. The guy's a million years old. George Soros is as good as dead the next 2 years. And so you give a few million or a few hundred million in cash, in paper bags, and you hand it out to liberal activists. That's what's going on. As sure as I'm standing here, that's what's going on. How about how crazy liberals are? We were just talking health care with Dale Fellas, right? Cynthia Nixon on getting single-payer health care in New York. She says, pass it and then figure out how to fund it. Do you understand? Liberals have no concept of any kind about money. No concept. They don't have the slightest idea how you pay for things. They think money grows on trees. These people are just, you know, strange people. And they're dangerous people. They're dangerous to all of us. Speaking of dangerous, Oregon fast food restaurant employees create stir with abolish ICE and no one is illegal buttons. Burgerville workers were allowed to wear political pins to work, prompting a backlash from customers. A restaurant chain in Oregon, Burgerville, I never even heard of it, is receiving customer backlash after employees started wearing politically charged buttons that read abolish ICE and no one is illegal. Late last month, Burgerville sent home 10 workers from its Montana Villa location in Portland after they refused to take off the pins, which supervisors said violated company policy that bans controversial pins. Can you imagine showing up at work with a pin that says no one is illegal? One day later, the company gave employees back pay and let them return to work with their protest buttons after the union called the policy a form of white supremacy. You hear what I just said? The union called it white supremacy because you're not allowed to wear a button that says abolish ICE and everyone is legal. The company, a small chain, and that's white supremacy. The company, a small chain that operates in Oregon and southwestern Washington, is currently negotiating a union contract with the Burgerville Workers Union, the first federally recognized fast food union in the United States. Isn't that wonderful? The talks include the employees' right to express their political views during work hours. This is insanity. If you are a business owner and you allow a union to let your workers express their political views, think about Las Vegas. Can you imagine if I showed up at a casino hotel to have a wonderful weekend and people had buttons that said assassinate Trump, arrest Trump, impeach Trump, everyone is legal, abolish ICE? I would walk out of that casino in 2 seconds straight. That casino would go out of business. You're killing your business. No one's asking you to be conservative. What if I wore a button that says arrest every illegal and I walked up to every maid on my floor with that button and said read it? How do you say read it in Spanish? I have no idea. What if I did that? The maids would run in fear. What if my jacket said ICE? What if I wore a jacket that said ICE and a button that said arrest all illegals and walked up to every maid at the Mandalay Bay? What would happen? There'd be a panic. The maids would run for their lives. So would they appreciate that? Would the management appreciate that? Would the union appreciate that? So why would you scare off your customers? How could you be that stupid? The employees' rights to express their political views during work hours. Are you out of your mind? Whew. Black Lives Matter buttons. Oh, that would be really good for business, wouldn't it? Let me read an NFL compromise from one of my listeners, Larry. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. This is a brilliant way to compromise with the NFL. I have no problem with this. Mark it down. Wayne Roon approves. The player or players would produce a 3-minute grievance video expressing their perceived problems. The NFL and stadium management would display the 3-minute grievance video on the jumbo screen. During the video presentation, players would be allowed to take the knee until the grievance video is over. And 1 minute after the grievance video finishes, the players have gotten up now. And the national anthem starts with everyone standing, including the players. That's brilliant. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want any politics at a stadium. Would you like me to wear my Trump button and start screaming about Trump if I was a player or a coach or the head coach? Should be any politics, but if you're going to have politics, if there's no choice, then this is the way to do it. Then Larry's compromise works for me. If the black players want to get on their knee for a black a grievance video, oh my God, the police are terrible for black people, and during their video minute, during their 2 minutes, they can do it, and then they got to get up and they got to stand for the national anthem, and you can't wait in the locker room. You got to stand on the field for the national anthem. That's a compromise.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.